Unit 9. Tourist Information. Listening 1. Inquiries at a Tourist Information Centre. Part 1.
Where's the best place to get a panoramic view of the city? We want to take some photos.
2.
I've heard there are some paintings by Andy Warhol somewhere in Sydney. Can you tell me where they are?
3.
Is there anywhere in the harbour where you can see battleships or any other old historic ships?
4.
We want to relax, hang out, just do a bit of swimming and sunbathing. Have you got any suggestions?
5.
I'd like to take the kids somewhere educational, but not too boring. Is there any museum with... I don't know, sea life, sharks, crocodiles, that kind of thing. Someone told me there's a good display on the Great Barrier Reef as well.
6.
I'm interested in seeing all the famous sites. The bridge, the opera house. Is there a boat trip or anything like that that shows me all the sites?
7.
What about the more ethnic side of Sydney? Is there anywhere we can go to get a different kind of food, for example?
8.
Where can we go for a bit of fun and excitement? Rides, roller coasters, that sort of thing.
9.
Excuse me, could you tell us the best place to get away from the noise and bustle of the city? A park or somewhere? You know, a bit of greenery and some fresh air?
10.
Someone told us there's an old-fashioned indoor shopping mall with all the top designer shops and some nice bars and restaurants. Do you know the place?
Part 2. 1.
There's one or two possibilities. The tower is the obvious one. You get some outstanding 360-degree views of the city. But you can also get some good views from the harbour bridge, if you go up the pylon lookout, and the opera house as well. I'd go for the tower, though, if you've got a good head for heights.
2.
That's the MCA. It's got some wonderful modern and contemporary art.
3.
You should go to the National Maritime Museum. You can visit 12 or so historic ships in the outdoor display, and the indoor exhibitions are also well worth visiting.
4.
You could go to Bondi Beach, or there's some great beaches to the north.
5.
You could try the Powerhouse Museum. That's got a lot of hands-on stuff, but if they're interested in sea life, then it's got to be the aquarium.
6.
Yes, go down to Sydney Harbour, I'll show you where, and take any one of the cruisers. There's a lot to choose from. I recommend one of the old square riggers.
7.
There's always Chinatown, if you like Chinese food. Or alternatively, I could give you the names and addresses of some good Thai restaurants. They're my favourite.
8.
The place to go is Luna Park. It was restored and modernised a few years back, and it's great. You'll love it, I guarantee it.
9.
If I were you, I'd go to the Botanical Gardens, or the Chinese Garden.
10.
I can recommend lots of places to go shopping, but I think the place you're talking about is the Queen Victoria Building.